Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Well, we're still looking at 1 John 5, verses 2 and 3, that talk about the evidences of love. How do we know that we love the people of God? It tells us how. How do we know that we love God? It tells us how. And they're very closely connected. And in some ways, what is said here seems to be almost circular, going round and round and round and round again. But when you put it all together and look at it and think about it, you realize that it is teaching a very simple but very profound truth that we really need to understand. And not only understand, but we need to fasten it to our minds, and we need to remind ourselves of it frequently. And so I read the text, as we're going back to it again today, having looked at it yesterday and the day before. But here's the text, 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. And this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. All right, we're working our way through this text. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, December 12. Many thanks to those who are mindful of our need of financial support and would like to help with that. We really need it, and we really appreciate your help. Well, here's a way, first of all, to know that we love the people of God. A very, 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 very important matter. Because it really is the second great commandment. The first one being to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. And this loving others part is second only to loving God. And then when we look at the New Testament, we realize that almost all of the commandments to Christians in regard to loving others have to do with loving the brethren. There are a few that reach outside the circle of believers and command us to love our enemies and to love our neighbor and so forth. That does not restrict it to those who are God's children. But loving the people of God is where it all begins, and there's more said about that than anything else. And we've been told in this extended passage on love in 1 John chapter 4 that if we don't love the brethren, we don't really know God. So this gets down to more than just a good thing to do. It gets down to an essential element of the new birth. If you don't love the people of God, you haven't been born again, no matter what you may profess, okay? When that much is understood, then it becomes very critical that we have some way of knowing whether we really are loving the brethren or not. Now, how do we know that? Well, back to our text. By this we know that we love the children of God. That's answering the question, right? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. We know we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments, one of which, of course, is to love His children. Okay? So loving God is part of the answer of how we know that we love the brethren, but then that raises another question, okay? We started out with the question, how do we know that we are loving the people of God? The answer is when we love God. Okay, so then the next question that arises is, well, how do we know when we're loving God? Thank you for asking that. Verse 3, and this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Which really was touched upon in verse 2, and it's now reinforced in verse 3. So to answer the question, how do we know that we love God? We know that we love God when we're keeping His commandments. This idea, I don't know where it comes from, but it certainly doesn't come from the Bible. But this idea in a lot of modern Christianity that you can divorce Christianity from obedience, from keeping the commandments, and still consider yourself to be a Christian, I don't know where that comes from. But it certainly doesn't come from the Bible, and it certainly doesn't come from the text we're looking at right now. This idea that somehow you can love God and not keep His commandments, I don't know where that comes from. Certainly not from this text. The idea that New Testament Christianity doesn't have any commandments, I don't know where that comes from, but certainly not from this text. In fact, not from much of anything in the New Testament that I can find, except maybe a stray verse or two that obviously has been twisted of its true meaning and taken out of context, but the Bible says just the opposite, and it says it repeatedly. Far from New Testament Christianity having no commandments, it has many commandments, and here we're told, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Now, this text doesn't tell us what they are. It doesn't say keep this commandment and state it, and keep that commandment and state it. It just makes the general statement that the way we know that we're loving God is when we're keeping His commandments. So obviously it is important that we know what they are, and we've got to get into the Scripture to find that out. But the first issue is that we've got to agree that this is our responsibility. Instead of trying to find ways to justify not keeping His commandments and removing that responsibility from us, and yet wanting to still claim to be a Christian, and defining Christian in our terms, our preferences, our concepts of what we think Christianity is about and how we can know we are a Christian. Back to the book, back to the law and to the testimonies. If something doesn't speak according to the Word of God, it's false. And the evidence of loving God is that we keep His commandments. And there's an attitude that's also added to this, and that's the last part of verse 3, and His commandments are not burdensome. Verse 3 again, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. They're not oppressive. They're not crushing. They're not exhausting. They're not irksome. They're not intolerable. Jesus accused the Pharisees of placing upon people heavy burdens that were too great to bear. Same word that Jesus used of the Pharisees that is used here by John of the commandments of God. Jesus said the Pharisees' commandments were burdensome. John the Apostle tells us that Christ's commandments are not burdensome. And don't we remember that Jesus told us that when we love Him, that His yoke is easy and His burden is light? So how do we understand that statement? Well, we can begin by understanding that His commandments are light compared to the weight of sin. Whoa, that's for sure. And we understand that Christ frees us to live according to our created purpose. Until we have been regenerated by the Spirit of God, we have this requirement that does seem burdensome because it's impossible. We have all of these demands of God upon us, and we have no ability or desire to obey them. Boy, they are really burdensome, so it's no wonder that people do all kinds of things to get out from under that burden, but the only way to get out from under it is to come to Christ. Would you be free of the burden of sin? And what is sin? Sin is disobeying the law of God. So the burden of sin is disobedience to God's commandments. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood of the Lamb. And so salvation frees us to live according to our created purpose, which is to love God and serve Him and commune with Him and fellowship with Him and worship Him and be rightly related to Him. That's why we were created. But these commandments are burdensome until we yield to God, until we submit to His authority, until we are transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit, and then we find that these commandments are indeed light. That which was burdensome becomes not burdensome through the power of the new birth and the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. The commandments, when they're addressed to the old man, the unregenerate man, are burdensome. The commandments of God, the very same commandments, when they are addressed to the new man, are not burdensome because we love God. And loving God, we don't find His commandments irksome, intolerable, burdensome. But if we do find them burdensome, then that is probably telling us more about the true condition of our heart than nearly anything else could. Oh, we live in a day when professions of faith abound. I wouldn't say everybody professes to be a Christian, but an awful lot of people do. Particularly when you take all the different shades of Christianity and pollsters contact people and ask them if they are Christian, and that an amazingly high percentage of Americans answer that question, yes, I'm a Christian. Now, when you break it down and say how many are an evangelical Christian, how many are a born-again Christian, that reduces the number quite a bit, but even there, the number's high. I can remember when that category of born-again Christian registered well over 50% of all respondents, all the people in America. It doesn't anymore. It's lower than that now. I forget what the figure is. I haven't actually seen it for a while. But let's say it's in the neighborhood of approximately one-third. I think it may even be a little higher than that, maybe more like 37%. But let's just say one-third. One out of every three Americans claims to be born again. And there are a lot of people who claim to be Christians, but they don't use that terminology. They wouldn't claim that. That just isn't the kind of terminology that they use in their churches. So there are at least one out of every three Americans who claim to be born again, but an awful lot of those Americans, those 37% Americans, or however many they are not living a Christian lifestyle. They don't give much evidence of having been changed, having been born again by the Spirit of God. They don't give much evidence of finding God's commandments not burdensome, something that they delight in. No, they give evidence of just the opposite. They give evidence that they find these commandments very burdensome, but still all the while claiming that they are born-again Christians, well, something isn't adding up. And some would say, well, that's evidence that being born again doesn't necessarily make His commandments not burdensome. Well, that would be a direct contradiction of the Bible, wouldn't it? So we'll have to answer that conundrum in an opposite direction. What this really means is, if you find His commandments burdensome, you must not be a born-again believer. Because for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. Thus says the Word of God. If we don't agree with it, then guess who's wrong? The Bible is not wrong. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.